With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It's 2 weeks before Election Day, and former President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris have been hitting the campaign trail hard in strategic battleground states. Pennsylvania is front and center.
Thank you to Pennsylvania. We love Pennsylvania.
Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris have been laser-focused on Pennsylvania, a crucial swing state. Pennsylvania's 19 electoral votes is the largest prize of the most important swing states. Voters like Brian Neal of Chester County know how important they are.
Half of my friends are voting for Kamala, and the other half are voting for Trump. So if that's any indication, then I think it's a pretty tight race here.
I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump has widened his lead over Vice President Harris in the latest Rasmussen Report's daily tracking poll. Bernie Bennett reports Trump enjoys a 3-point lead, 50-47%.
The outfit just shared its findings and said Trump has a 3-point lead, 50-47%, before he led 49-47%. In the survey, Trump leads Harris among Hispanic voters 49-45%, and he's winning 32% of the black vote.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. Authorities say a man who died in the crash of a small plane during a New Mexico air show was an accomplished pilot who had performed stunts at hundreds of air shows. Charles Thomas Chuck Coleman was the only person on board the two-seat acrobatic plane when it went down on Sunday during the Las Cruces Air and Space Expo. It's shaping up to be a very slow start on Wall Street after big gains recently. Experts say it may be time for the markets to give back some of those increases. Dow futures down about 170 points. This is SRN News. Some troubling news out of Australia.
Christianity is on the wane all across the Anglosphere, and the land down under is no exception. The latest numbers from the Census Bureau indicate just 44% of Australians self-identify as Christians, and that's down 8% from just 5 years ago. The number of people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion in Australia has risen to 40%, one of the highest percentages in any English-speaking country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats push to get a constitutional amendment on New York's ballot this November because they believed it could energize liberals eager to promote abortion. Republicans are now hoping the same amendment will ignite a fire under people upset about men taking part in girls' and women's sports. The broad language of the state's proposed equal rights amendment has been at the center of court fights and is emerging as one of the more unusual ideological battles of 2024. This is SRN News. General Motors says it's been losing money in China, but that U.S. business is holding steady.
General Motors is posting $3 billion in net profits last quarter. That's slightly less than it made a year ago. GM says overall sales in the U.S. market were down 2.2% for that quarter, mostly because of a drop in sales from large fleet buyers. GM says sales to individuals were up 3%, with the average U.S. vehicle sales price a little more than $49,000. GM's joint venture in China lost $137 million compared with a $192 million profit a year ago. I'm Donna Warder.
An affordability shift is taking root in the U.S. auto industry. The trend is being led by people who feel they can no longer afford a new vehicle that would cost them roughly today's average selling price of more than $47,000, putting a real damper on sales. You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.